In the meantime, obviously after the tragedy in Waukesha, there is concern about any parade that might happen, and rest assured that law enforcement is very aware and is already adjusting plans for security. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson joining us on this Wednesday morning with more on that. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Guy. And in the wake of what happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin, when a man drove his car through their annual Christmas parade, police here in Detroit and around the metro are stepping up security for our holiday parades, including tomorrow's Thanksgiving parade in downtown Detroit on Woodward Avenue. Now, 39-year-old Darrell Brooks killed six and injured 48 others in Waukesha and made his first appearance in court yesterday. He's being held on $5 million bond. Police are making sure nothing like that happens here in the Detroit area. At the Detroit Thanksgiving parade, police command staff are taking extra precautions to keep the event safe. Now, what exactly those safety plans are typically not revealed because you don't want to give a potential bad actor any clues as to how to get around those safety precautions. But one thing Detroit police did reveal is that they're going to be using DPS trucks at key access points to Woodward to keep vehicles from entering the parade route. So you'll have barricades and you'll have those DPS trucks there as well. And Detroit police officers will be along the parade route. So if there's any kind of disturbance or you need an officer, they will be right there in vicinity. If you see something going on, you know, please contact one of those officers. They will be in your vicinity. Now, the Oakland County Sheriff's substations, they've been put on alert to be aware of risk at community events as well. As you know, that other large event that we put on during the year is the Dream Cruise. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, he keeps that event safe every year as he is known as an expert on preventing criminal issues at public events. And the Wayne County Sheriff's Mounted Unit, they're usually in the parade, but they're also there to be watching out over what's happening at the parade as well. So, you know, Guy, it's a shame that, you know, we went virtual last year with the parade. This year, people are going to be downtown. So, you know, you're going to probably have a lot of people because they missed being downtown last year. And you have something like this that happened in Waukesha, and you have people having to kind of be on the lookout, you know, and kind of be, you know, it's a shame it's like that. But, you know, these are the times we're living in, you know.
They are, but let's be clear here, too. They are the times we're living in, and what happened certainly is noteworthy, and we can't ignore it. And our police, Lord knows, they are hypervigilant on things like this.
Yes.
But this
yes.
is still, what we saw in Waukesha was an outlier event. Like anything that happens like that, view it in a larger context when you're doing your own personal risk assessment. Understand, it is still a big, big rarity. This does not happen that often, and even that ended up being a tragic situation, really a perfect storm of things where a guy was let on bail who shouldn't have been. He engaged in an alleged criminal act and then wasn't even being chased, but fled and got into trouble. By the way, and let's just broaden the conversation a little bit here, Lloyd. Yesterday on Kevin Deese's show, he had on Washtenaw County prosecutor Eli Savitt. Now, as you know, Eli Savitt has really been out in the forefront on bail reform and other things like it. And he says, make no mistake, this is not one of those situations where you want to throw the bail reform baby out with the bathwater, because he said this was really not about bail reform. He says, under bail reform, you still do not give a person who is a threat to the community bail.
Absolutely.
So, I want, if you will, please, Danielle, play cut two. This is what Savitt had to say about his opinion on this Waukesha bail release.
There's no question that, at least in my view, and this appears to be the view of the district attorney over there, this individual should have been in jail, full stop. You know, he was accused of a very similar offense. It seems like attempting to murder a former intimate partner with his car just days prior, and he should have been held, and he should have been held without bond. He should not have been out to commit this horrific act.
And what Savitt went on to say, Lloyd, as you well know, is the people that we are looking at in bail reform are those that are held on a high bail or high bond who are nonviolent, not a threat to the community, and who are likely to appear at trial. They're focusing on the low end, not the high end of criminal activity.
Absolutely. Now, there is no way that Mr. Brooks should have been on the street at all. I mean, he's got this long criminal record. He even, you know, they were looking for him in Nevada from 2016.
I know.
No way he should be out. No way.
It's a tragic tale of missed opportunities and truly, truly horrible judgment. Lloyd, enjoy your Thanksgiving feast. Will you please?
I sure will, and you do the same.
All right. Best to you and your family.